Welcome to Thoughts on the Market. I'm Michael Zizas, Morgan Stanley's Global Head of Fixed Income and Thematic Research. Along with my colleagues bringing you a variety of perspectives, today I'll be talking about overseas investors' view on the U.S. election. It's Wednesday, March 20th at 10:30 a.m. in New York. I was in Japan last week, and as has been the case with other clients outside the U.S., the upcoming American elections were a key concern. To that end, we're sharing the three most frequently asked questions, as well as our answers, about the impact of the U.S. election on markets coming from clients outside the U.S. First, clients are curious what the election could mean for what's recently been a very rosy outlook for Japan. The central bank is taking steps toward normalizing monetary policy, which combined with corporate reforms is driving renewed investment. And it doesn't hurt that multinationals are finding it more challenging to do new business in China due to U.S. policy restrictions. In our view, regardless of the election outcome, these positive secular trends will continue. While it's true that Republicans are voicing greater interest in tariffs on U.S. friend and foe alike, in our view, there are other geographies more likely to bear the impact of stricter trade policy from the U.S., such as Europe, Mexico, and China, areas where there's clearer overlap between U.S. trade interests and the geopolitical preferences of the Republican Party. Second, clients wanted to know what the election would mean for U.S.-China policy. The first thing to understand is that both parties are interested in policies that build barriers protecting technologies critical to U.S. economic and national security. For Democrats, this has meant a focus on extending non-tariff barriers, such as export and investment restrictions, many of which end up affecting the trade relationship between the U.S. and China, and over time have resulted in U.S. direct investment tilting away from China and toward the rest of the world. Republicans support these policies too, but key party leaders, including former president and current candidate Trump, also want to use tariffs as a tool to negotiate better trade agreements and, potentially as a fallback, to harmonize tariff levels between countries. So the election is unlikely to yield an outcome that eases trade tension between the U.S. and China, but an outcome where Republicans win could create more volatility for global trade flows and corporate confidence, creating more economic uncertainty in the near term. Third and finally, clients wanted to know if there were any election outcomes that would reliably change the trajectory of U.S. growth, inflation, and accordingly, the trajectory for Treasury yields. In particular, there was interest in outcomes that could cause yields to move higher. Our take here is that there's been no solidly reliable outcome that points in that direction, at least not yet. While it's likely that a potential Trump presidency would favor tax cuts and tariffs, it's not clear that either of these definitively lead to inflation. Cutting taxes for companies with healthy balance sheets doesn't necessarily yield more investment. Tariffs increase the cost of the thing being tariffed, but that could lead to prices of other goods in the economy suffering from weaker demand. Relatedly, the idea that a more dovish Fed could enable inflation is not a foregone conclusion because, as we've discussed on prior episodes, the president's ability to influence monetary policy is more limited than you might think. Still, because of the pileup of these factors, it wouldn't be surprising to see rates rise at some point this year on election risk perceptions. But it's not clear this would be a sustained move, and so it's not causing us yet to recommend clients position for it. For clients looking for more reliable market moves from the election, we're still focused on key sectoral impacts. Sectors like industrials and telecom, which could benefit from tax cuts in a Republican win scenario, and sectors like clean tech, which benefit in the Democratic win scenario, on greater certainty for the spend of energy transition money in the IRA. Of course, as markets change and price in different outcomes, interesting macro market opportunities will emerge, and we'll be here to tell you all about it. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Thoughts on the Market on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
The preceding content is informational only and based on information available when created. It is not an offer or solicitation, nor is it tax or legal advice. It does not consider your financial circumstances and objectives and may not be suitable for you.